Hello, it is January 27th, 2024, and today we have the Nine of Wands. Overcoming, obstacles, tests, setbacks, naysayers, the human on the Nine of Wands is beaten, bandaged, and bruised. This card is sometimes called the last mile or a final push. It's quite amazing how resilient humans are. The Wands, or fire, is our own fire. It's the suit of creativity and inspiration. The body may be exhausted, but the spirit somehow gives us the will and the strength to want to push on. You're going to make it, says the Nine of Wands. Hang in there. Rider-Waite-Smith deck today. The Nine of Wands astrological DNA is of the moon and the hard-working sign of Sagittarius. Work hard, play hard. Our hero stands holding a long staff protectively in front of him as a weapon, guarding a line of tall poles or rods or wands as if on guard. Behind the line or fence or boundary of these poles, we can see beautiful blue sky and green rolling hills. This is a boundary card, and we may need to know and protect ours. As much as we feel, even know we can make it, we can push ourselves at some point, and our poor carcass will demand a rest if we don't create boundaries for ourselves, that is, knowing how much we can take on and how much we can't. Work, play, even other people's energy. Yes, these fire sticks, the wands are of the suit of fire after all, remind me of candles, a lot of them, burning at both ends. And that's not the proper way to burn a candle. Our human stands on a calm gray foreground. Our hero has been through the wars. He or she has a wary expression of mistrust, afraid to let down their guard. Exhausting. This can be taking on too much on our own. Yes, we're resilient. Yes, we are even admired for how much we can take on and how we've made it through so many battles, overcome so many obstacles, slings and arrows. This character, at least, is taking a rest and knows and respects his own, or her own, boundaries. For entertainment and educational purposes only, of course, because I'm very interested in the medical associations of the tarot, the hard-living Sagittarians are susceptible to physical overactivity, falls, nerves, and beating the hell out of their poor livers. So rest up.